It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie to you. This morning, I didn't eat Go Fuel. I didn't eat Go Fuel today. Usually, I need Go Fuel, and I need all the flavors. All of them. They got the Muhammad Ali variety pack right now. You know that, Spadoni? You want to feel like the greatest? Go get the Muhammad Ali edition variety pack from one goat to another goat.
I think that's what Jake Paul had on Friday night.
Maybe.
He took some goat fuel in there. He was good to go against Tyson.
You got the Muhammad Ali edition watermelon fruit punch, but I don't need that this morning. I don't need it. Not after yesterday. Hell no. And I bet you Jerry doesn't need it either. The GOAT, Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time, NFL Hall of Famer, the best wide receiver, best football player. He joins us here on the River Islands guest line. And do not forget, River Islands is where you want to go. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Jerry, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Morning Roast. And like I just said, I don't need Go Fuel this morning. You probably don't need Go Fuel this morning. What the hell went down yesterday at Levi Stadium? Come on, Jerry.
What happened? What happened?
What happened?
This is what happened, okay? We left them in the ball game. Instead of putting them away, they just hung around, Then it just came back to hunt us at the end. We got to be able to finish ball games. And we haven't done that. And, you know, that was a, I think that was a 80-yard drive.
Yep.
I think, you know, with Geno, that was a 13-yard run for that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been six losses, you know, to the 49ers. But then now, you know, Geno finally got a chance to, you know, stick it to us, man, to be honest. That one hurt yesterday. It really did.
Oh, it stung. Three division losses, Arizona, the Rams. And yesterday, Seattle, they lost them all in the last 2 minutes of the game. They've given up 36 points in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter this season. That's second most in the NFL, just behind Cincinnati. And I'm looking offensively here. I know there's no George Kittle, but he means a ton to this offense. But outside of Juwan Jennings, I forgot Ricky Pearsall played. Deebo Samuel, Separation. Where's the separation at? This passing game, Jerry, is letting us all, it leaves us all disappointed right now. No doubt about that.
You know, the weirdest thing about, I don't know what we're trying to accomplish. I don't know how we're trying to attack teams. It's almost like it's like, you know, it's like this this mystery, this piece of the puzzle where we're just trying to just feel our way and just add a few pieces in or something like that. But
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
if we're going to come out, we need to come out in attack. We need to establish the running game. If we're going to do that, we need to, you know, really establish running the ball. That's going to open up the pass. Or we're going to have to pass the football to open up the run. And I just feel like right now we don't have an identity. We should have an identity right now. You know, this is all. I mean, this is like the middle of the season. So, you know, it was very disappointing. But it's one of those things, like I said, it's like they had lost to us, you know, six times. And it was like five times it was with Geno Smith. And did you see Geno Smith do the curry?
He did the night-night on us. He did the night-night on us.
He did the night night on us,
and then he walked off the field like his name was Joe Namath or something. Like he was like filling himself at Levi Stadium. That ticked me off, Jerry. They stole that football game, but the Cardinals stole the game. The Rams stole a game. They can't find consistency, and now they're going to go to Green Bay and Buffalo, and the elements coming up here. I don't know what George Kittle's. Nick Bosa's hurt, Jerry. Look, I'm not saying the season's not over because they're one game behind the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC West. But you know what I saw yesterday, Jerry? I want Spinotti to get in here. Offensively, it just looked slow and sluggish. There was no explosiveness yesterday. Even Christian McCaffrey coming back, he doesn't look the same, Jerry.
Yeah, you know, just like what you said with Pearsall, with Deebo Samuel, with George Kittle not even playing, man. We need everybody to man up now, man. Our backs are against the wall. You know, we can't lose any more ball games. We got to go. We got to somehow find a way, you know, to get that momentum going where we start winning football games. We build in confidence, and then hopefully towards the end we have something left to, you know, try to get into the playoffs and maybe get back to the Super Bowl. But everybody got to rally around each other now, you know, and whatever our identity is going to be, we have to, it has to start this week, and it has to start with the Packers. That's not going to be an easy, you know, with Jordan Love and all of that and that team, that's not going to be an easy win. But you just start marking each one off one by one, build up some momentum. And hopefully that transition into, you know, winning a lot of ball games and getting into the playoffs.
Jerry, you're the greatest to ever do it at your position. What are you seeing right now from the receiving core of the 49ers and their lack of separation? The last time we had you on, it was after the Chiefs game, and we were talking about that sticky man coverage, and they just weren't able to gain any separation off that Steve Spagnuolo defense. Now, this is a defense that you owned in your first matchup against Mike Macdonald and co. up in Seattle on Thursday Night Football. This time around, obviously no George Kittle. Obviously no Brandon Ayuk. But you still have a first-round pick in Ricky Pearsall. You still have a first-team All-Pro in Deebo Samuel. Juwan Jennings was playing like an All-Pro this season and specifically yesterday with 10 receptions, 91 yards, and a touchdown. But it's the rest of the guys outside of Juwan right now, Jerry. What are you seeing, and I guess what are you not seeing from this receiving core?
You know, maybe, you know, they're not getting opportunities. I don't know. It's almost like we have a really difficult time throwing the ball outside. We always, you know, we pretty much predictable. We throw in the ball a lot over the middle. And my thing is, man, you got to throw the ball downfield. You got to let the defense know that, hey, here's the deal, man. If you guys try to squeeze us and bring everything down and into that pocket, we'll go over the top of you. We're not afraid to throw it deep. Even if you don't complete it, you got to let them know that, hey, look, we're not afraid to throw it deep. Juwan Jennings, well, he's a beast right now, man. He's finding a way. He's hungry. He's hungry. And guys, a lot of those passes that he's catching, they're contested. They're in traffic. You know, he's going in there. He's going there with his, you know, he's going in there with his, with his boxes on. You know what I'm saying? He's going in like, hey, man, look, if you throw it my way, I will make the catch. I want to be that guy. So, you know, feed off him. If you need to feed off, you know, I know he was injured and yesterday was his first day back. But, hey, look, go into the next ball game and say, hey, we got to get the ball to Juwan Jennings. That's going to open up everything else. You've got to decide somewhere, you know, how are we going to attack? We can't just continue to just like, you know, it's like, hey, let's try a little bit of this. Let's try a little bit of that. Oh, you know that, you know, this is working. This is working a little bit. Okay, now let's go away from that. Let's try something else different. You got to establish how you want to attack.
And conversely, on the rushing attack for the 49ers right now, and this is your second game back with reigning offensive player of the year, Christian McCaffrey, one of the best in the league, dealing with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What are you seeing from him, Jerry? Because I got to be honest, like I look at the stats at the end of the game, and he has over 100 total all-purpose yards on the ground and in the receiving game. Yeah. The burst just isn't there, though. And I don't know if that's fair of me to just point that out, but it just isn't there, and he doesn't look like Christian McCaffrey, and I don't know if he's ever going to look like Christian McCaffrey at any point this season. Am I being too hard on him? What are you seeing from CMC right now?
Well, the burst is not there because everybody, they're jamming the box. They're bringing everybody down to stop the run. They're not afraid of our, you know, our air attack. So they're freezing everything down in there, so that that doesn't open up that many lanes for, you know, CMC. And, you know, if they would spread everything out just a little bit more and, you know, have those offensive line to open up their stances a little bit, the holes would be so much bigger. But because everything is so congested and condensed, it makes things, you know, really difficult for that big play opportunity. And this is something I have always talked about. I'm not a big fan of the run pass option.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's boring football to me. Man, let's spread everything out so we can have these big play opportunities and let these receivers go to work on the outside where they can run routes. Not just like little stick, you know, stick routes or little bubble screens and stuff like that. Let's go downfield. Let's attack, man. Let's go after defense.
That's what Jerry, that's what Geno did yesterday. Geno was doing that with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he was doing it with DK Metcalf. You saw him attacking the outside numbers, and that was the difference.
Yeah, you gotta let the defense know that we're not afraid. And if you put that many people down in the box and stop the run, hey, we're gonna go over the top of you. You know, we're gonna drop sticks on you.
Yeah.
And until we get to that mindset, you know, I think what the opponent is going to continue to do is just put, you know, players down in that box and try to stop the run and dare us to actually throw the football.
Jerry Rice here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Go out there and get some Go Fuel. It is popping right now. Got the new Muhammad Ali edition, watermelon fruit punch. You got the variety pack. It's really, really good. But after a loss, not many people need to go feel this morning, Jerry. You still sipping on it, the blueberry lemonade and everything, man. I'm fired up because I want to see this team get back on track here. The NFC's wide open. I know Detroit's dropping 50 on teams, left and right. By far, they're the best team in the NFC, but the playoffs are a different story. Where are you at?
You keep talking, man.
What's up? What's up, Jerry?
We're running out of time. We're
running out of a lot of time. No doubt about it. We're running out of time.
We can't mess around anymore.
No, that's
and
done.
It got to start. It got to start as a team. It got to start this week. I mean, because we got, you know, we got the Packers coming up. Then we got the Bills, which the Bills, they beat,
Kansas City
yesterday and stuff like that. But my main focus would just be basically just on the Packers. How are we going to attack the Packers? We got to go into their stadium. And we have to get a win. This is a must win for us.
Is it too late in the season to try to tweak the passing game? Because yesterday you're at the game and fans are looking to get inside it about the game and the passing game. I'm looking at guys, and you have a better eye than me. You know the game so much better than we do, Jerry. But I'm looking at guys being unable to get off a press man. The same thing we saw in the Super Bowl. I'm seeing yesterday against Seattle, where I'm like, guys aren't getting off the line of scrimmage. They're not separating enough. What's going on around here? Is it too late in the season to tweak the passing game on this football team?
Hey, man, we better do something.
Try it.
It's never too late, man. It's never too late. Man, we got weapons. We got dogs. I mean, you know, we got one of the best running backs. We got receivers on the outside. We just need, you know, Kittle and those guys to get on the field. You know, even with Bosa, you know, Bosa, I think he tweaked something yesterday. We need him on the football field. We need every man up right now. So, hey, if something is not working for you, you got to try to do something else. This is the NFL, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we pay these guys a lot of money to go out there and to win football games.
So we've been taking a lot of calls this morning about Shanahan. A lot of people, you know, our fans are sometimes they get crazy and they want to fire the head coach. I always have this philosophy that players play, coaches coach. Players can't make tackles for players. They can't catch the ball for players. They can't make throws for players. So we'll save Shanahan for just a second here. Let's assess Brock Purdy. What'd you think of his performance yesterday at the quarterback position, Jerry?
You know, I think Brock played well enough to win. But the thing that hurts us is that we never finish. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and something that I was really impressed with yesterday with him running the football, because that's going to open up a whole different, you know, avenue now, because teams going to have to respect that too, that he's willing to pull the ball down and run with it. But he did enough to win, but it's just that we got to be able to finish ball games. And when you got a team down, if you just lead them around to just hang around, that momentum is going to change. We always felt like, hey, look, we were going to go for the throat, man. I mean, once we got up on you, it was not coming, you know, we were not going to let, you know, we were not going to come off the gas. We were going to choke you out. So that's the mindset that I feel the Niners, they need to get. Once they get up on the opponent, go for the throat, and just completely destroy that team.
No, it's that killer instinct, what you're talking about. Just that's what you need right now. We just haven't seen that from the 49ers, and this whole division is just so tight right now, Jerry. That's the thing that gives you hope, right? But just looking at this NFC West, you got the Cardinals at 6-4, right? You're going to see them in the last game of the season. You still got the Rams left. You're done with the Seahawks. But 6-4 and the rest of the division is 5-5. I mean, who's that team right now where you're looking at it? Is it the Cardinals? Is it the Rams? Is it the Seahawks? Like, the one team in the NFC West that if you're a 49ers fan that you're, like, giving me a little pause, is it all of them?
You know what? I think it's all of them. You can't worry about them right now. You got your own battle mm-hmm. right now. And it starts, you know, in that locker room. You know, getting everybody on the same page. Getting everybody ready to go battle week in and week out. Getting everybody on the same page where, it, you know, they know that, you know, the importance of every ball game, and that we just going to leave everything on the football field when we step out there.
When it comes to Brock Purdy, if the 49ers do put more on his plate moving forward, what more would you like to see the 49ers ask of Brock Purdy down a stretch? Is it more running? Is it more downfield throws? Is it taking some chances outside the numbers? Because everything, as you just mentioned here, Jerry, everything seems to be inside the numbers. What more would you like to see from Brock?
Well, we know he got the velocity. He can throw the ball downfield. But I think we got to run routes on the outside to let the, you know, defense coordinator know that, you know, from different teams that, hey, look, we can throw the ball outside too. And it's not going to always be something over the middle. Because it was so predictable yesterday, because I saw Debo, the second he lined up, I knew he was going to run a route over the middle. And as a defensive coordinator, as a defensive back, you're looking at alignment. You know exactly, you know, what these guys going to do if they line up a certain distance. If they line up real close, they're going over the middle. If they, line up a little bit wider outside, it's probably going to be a throw outside or something like that. So those are the things, being able to throw the ball outside, throw the ball deep too, man. He got the arm for it.
Let it fly. Let it fly, Jerry. I need three deep shots a game. Come on.
I know that, you know, let the guy, you know, utilize his arm and throw it downfield. And even if you don't complete it, you send in a message to the defensive coordinator that, hey, look, if you try to squeeze the pocket or put so many guys down in that pocket, we going over the top of you, and he got the guys to do it.
Jerry, I got to be honest, though. I'm looking at these next two road games, and could be potentially in some bad elements. I know it's going to be cold. Green Bay, Wisconsin, come November. It's going to be chilly in Buffalo.
So what? No, this guy played at Soldier Field in the NFC Championship game in Chicago.
Jerry doesn't
want to hear about no damn weather.
I'm worried about the quarterback who doesn't play well when it's raining. That's what I'm worried about.
Man up, Jerry. Who cares? This is football.
How do you prepare for the elements, Jerry?
We can't worry about the weather and all of that. We got to go in there as dogs and get it.
So mentally,
I don't care how cold it is. If your field is frozen, we got to find a way to get a win, then get that next win too.
Jerry, how do you mentally prepare for the elements, knowing that it's going to be cold?
What I did, I would always try to get there, early the day before. Just know that, that it's going to be cold. You walk around the field. You see, you try to find spots where it might be, the field might be a little frozen, or it might be a little loose or something like that. And that was something that I always did. I enjoyed that because I would always get to the game early and try to just get out there on the football field and know where I could be aggressive and I knew where I had to just pull back just a little bit.
All right, Jerry, we need more grow fuel. We're going to probably need it next week in Green Bay and Buffalo. I didn't need it this morning because I was so fired up.
Hey,
I was so fired up because I went to the game and the crowd, I don't know about you, man. To me, it felt flat. It just felt like a flat day at Levi's Stadium. I don't know what it was coming off of that Tampa Bay win. It's the Seattle Seahawks. We can't stand them. And it just felt like there wasn't enough juice in the stadium, Jerry. Did you feel the same way?
Man, whenever I walk into that stadium, man, the energy, the love that they give me, but I think what happens, the crowd is going to feed off the players.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at the players and their body language and stuff like that, all of that. Man, back in the day, I would have been up in the crowd. I've been going to different areas, getting the crowd all pumped up and all of that stuff. So I just feel the crowd is going to feed off the players. And if the players' body language is a little flat, then I think the crowd is going to be flat. But, man, I remember days with the second I ran on the field, I said, let's go, man.
Yeah.
It's time to go to war. It's time to go to battle and stuff like that. And I knew the importance of getting the fans into the game, too, because you feed off that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I would love to see the players do a little bit more, a little bit more interaction with the fans, get them all fired up and get them hyped and stuff like that, because they're going to feed off that. And that might be that little extra energy that they need to win football games.
Real quick, Jerry, I know it happened last week, but I would love to get your take on the whole Debo Samuel, yeah, Tabor Pepper interaction. Was there ever a moment like that for you in your career where you went up to another player like that, got in his grill, or a special teamer, for that matter.
Remember, Jerry told us he wanted to see more fire on the sideline.
He did.
Yeah. But this is if the entire team is not playing up to standard. Mm-hmm. Not one individual. If one individual is having a hard day, you somehow go to that individual. You try to encourage that individual that, hey, look, you're going to get another opportunity, and you're going to kick that field goal, and you're going to make it. So, for some reason, I saw a little clip. They said, well, Jerry Rice said something about if they weren't clicking or they weren't playing well, they would be just fighting each other on the sidelines and stuff like that. Yes, as an entire group.
Mm-hmm.
But when because we all going to go individually, we're going to go through ups and downs and stuff like that. You got to have your teammate to somehow pump you up and tell you, hey, look, we're going to give you that opportunity, and you're going to make that winning field goal or something like that, or make that winning catch.
And it fired them up to win that game in Tampa Bay, but now they're 5-5 after losing to Seattle, and they got a couple big games here. Just focus on Green Bay. And Green Bay didn't look all that great in Chicago. It could beat Green Bay, but you got to button up what you're doing. Clean up the penalties, Jerry. Get some outside routes thrown and get some stops on defense when it matters. The season's not over yet, but as you just said, Jerry, they're running out of time.
Juwan Jennings, man.
He's a beast. He's a baller.
That's the type of dog I want to see, right? I want to see everybody like that. You know, they you know, and if they do that, I feel like they can just one game at a time,
yep.
build some momentum, get some wins and stuff like that, then who knows what might happen down the road.
I think he's winning a Lynn Eschmont Award, Juwan Jennings. He's been so inspiring this season. He's played like a GOAT. Jerry Rice, don't forget. The new edition, the Muhammad Ali edition, is out right now. The Watermelon Fruit Punch.
The greatest of all time.
Come on, man. The greatest of all time in the ring to the greatest of all time on the gridiron, man. Come on, Jerry. We love you, man. We can't wait to do this again.
All right, guys. Have a good one now.
You too. Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Rice, Dakota Spoken here on the Morning Roast on 95.7.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.